מסכת אבות פרק ה, משנה כף, משנה סז, יהודה בן תמה עומד, יהודה בן תמה סז, ועז כנמר, be bold like a leopard, וקל כנשד, and light as an eagle, ורץ כצבי, fast as a deer, וגיבור כערי, and strong as a lion, לעשות רצון אביך שבשמיים, to do the will of your father in heaven. Every one of these animals that we mentioned, and the trait that goes with them, is symbolic of something deeper. Bold like a leopard, has courage, and when a person is using that boldness, that courage, when it comes to limud ha-Torah, when it comes to doing the will of our Creator, a person shouldn't be ashamed whatsoever, or bashful, or be embarrassed to grow, or to understand, or to learn more. When a person is embarrassed, he's not going to learn, like we learned earlier on in the Masechet. And kal kaneshed, light, like an eagle, has the ability to travel very far, gives the ability to a person, when talking about limud ha-Torah, Torah learning, to review and do hazara many times without getting tired. Ratz katsebi, speed of a deer. When somebody has the opportunity to do mitzvah, they should run to it, like a deer acts very swiftly. And gibor ka'ari, strong, like a lion. A lion is very strong and doesn't give up whatsoever. And the same comes to a person when he comes to fighting his yetzahara, fighting his evil inclination. Person has to be strong and fight it off. And all this is when it comes to fulfilling the will of God. All of these character traits are not necessarily always good, but when it comes to fulfilling the will of Hashem, they are positive traits. Hu haya omed, he would also teach us, az panim l'gehinam, uboshet panim l'gan eden. Somebody who is az panim, we just mentioned the idea of being as a positive thing, that's only when it comes to serving our Creator. But a person who's bresh is a negative thing when it comes to anything else, when it comes to going against the will of God. You can't be brash. You have to be somebody who has humility and somebody who is extremely hesitant to violate the will of a Creator. And when it comes to boshet panim, somebody who's embarrassed, that type of embarrassed person, the bashful individual, when it comes to general things, he's embarrassed. He won't take the initiative, of course, to do any avirot. He'll feel hesitation to do something wrong. May be your will, a little bit of a tefillah. Hashem, our God, that you rebuild your city of Yerushalayim quickly in our days and grant us a share in Torah. Right after we mentioned the idea of boshet panim legan eden, somebody who's bashful, somebody who is a little bit embarrassed, the baishan, which we say is one of the character traits of the offspring of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara brings down three different identifying marks of Israel, which is their merciful, their boshet panim, their bashful, and their gomle hasadim. They do acts of hesed. We identify the Jewish people. It's a promise that Hashem has with the Jewish people. We say, Hashem, just like you blessed us to have these beautiful traits, also bless us to rebuild the city of Yerushalayim.